So today we'll talk about some of the what's called Christian cults. But before we start about that, do you think it's important to talk about such stuff or no? Or do you know what's Christian cults? Any names, anything in your mind? Do you have any idea? It's easy. It's my idea. Like Mormons, like Jehovah's Witness, and all of this. But do you think it's important to talk about it or no?
Yes.
I will feel offended if you said no. But why? The different and diversities. Yes. Okay. Why? Why? Yes, so defend our faith, right? What else? Okay, another question. Did any one of you have any chance to meet these guys? They are very active. They come to you, like from house to house. They are very active, like I wish we as active, because they have like the mission and they take it very seriously, took from door to door. So most probably if you didn't meet them yet, you will have them one time, one day, especially weekend or at school, coming to you and approach you. And the dangers of, as we will see now, as an example of like two of them today, if we can finish like two of them, they are using the same language as us. Like they will tell you, we believe in Jesus Christ, and we have the Bible. You have the same Bible you have, and as we will see now, they will use the same language, like the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, salvation, and Jesus, the redemption of Jesus, and it's all of this. So, but to like it's totally different way. In a totally different way. It's as St. Paul said, it's like different gospel. It's not different language, but it's different gospel. Same language. And nowadays, like anyone can put anything in the internet and do like a new religion and people will follow. So it's important to know our faith and important to know what they are, because they will not tell you we are different. They will not tell you that. Okay, let's go into it and see an example of the Mormonism or the Mormons. They're very like quite interesting. Let's go directly to that. The first, we will see who is the founder or the church of the what's called the Latter Day Saints, and by Joseph Smith in 1805. So let's go directly to this. So what happened is, like, first, most of them, they said, like, the church is not anymore the church of God as Christ and the disciples left. It has complete apostasy, so we have to restore it. That's the idea. So what happened at that time, Joseph Smith, it's a very interesting story. You will like it. I like it, so most of probably, hopefully. So what happened, he claimed that, like Mormonism, it depend on the history of the Mormons, Joseph Smith. So he said at that time, at certain time in 1800 something, he said there is a great, like, you know, what's called I can't remember even the word, but there is a people like a change, like the churches, a lot of the churches has like it's very active. However, he started to think which church I should go, this guy. So he started to think, okay, should I go this church? And he started to study the churches, different beliefs, and he said, you know what, I believe no church deserve to join to it. And while he thinking of this, he was praying in a cave kind of, and suddenly, behold, like two shiny persons came to him. Okay, it's two great persons. It's the Father and the Son. Okay, so that's the first vision, and this is all the the faith built on this first vision. So the Father and the Son appeared to Joseph Smith, and try to imagine with me, like for the first time ever in the man history, the Father and the Son as a separate people appeared to this guy. Like, let's imagine it's happening, okay? We cannot say that the Father and the Son, two different persons appear, because the Father, we believe the Father, no one see the Father. But anyway, let's go with this. So imagine he had like you, Joseph Smith, and you saw God appear to you. The very first question that came to his mind, which church God I should go? I'm really tired. Which church? There's nothing else. When he saw the Father and the Son, the question came to his mind, and he talked to them. It's like, which church I should go? And the Father, he told him, you know what? Don't join any church. So I command you to have a new faith, a new church, and restore my church. All the creeds, the church, all everything, it's like corrupted. It's nothing, zero. Like, I don't like any of them, even the creed, anything. Whatever happened in the history of the church, I don't like it, and don't join anyone. Okay? So he asked him in the first vision in 1820 to restore the church. So as we see, in here, it's like this is the Father and the Son, as per Mr. Smith, and they talked to him, and he said, you know what, everything is corrupted. Until 1830, of course, I will just pass this. We don't believe there is kind of, but anyway, it's an important note. We cannot say that there is the church of God, which God is, who established the church? Yeah, who started the church? Jesus himself. So we cannot say that there is, even if we have a problem with the church, let's say, because nowadays we hear about stuff, a lot of stuff, even if we have a problem with the church, we cannot say that, because the church at the end of the day, it has two parts, right? The head, who's the head of the church? That's Sunday question. You mean? The Pope is the head of the church? Yeah. Christ himself is the head of the church, okay? So we are the body of the church, including the Pope, and and Jesus Christ himself is the head of the church. As the body of the church, we are human beings, right? So we have our mistakes. We have our weaknesses. However, who preserved the church and the holiness of the church? Because of the head of the church, Jesus Christ himself. Okay. So anyway, but we will move. We'll move because it's... So he started to build a new faith, kind of, based on a very important fact that we till now, the church, the Holy Spirit inspired people. So there is nothing called, okay, that's the faith which has been delivered once to the disciples. No, it's still. That's why it's called saint, later day saints, okay? Perfect. The problem was the first vision is, at that time, there is low kind of revolution of, like as he said, there is a lot of revolution and all the churches came up. There is nothing at that. At the end of the day, even Mormons themselves, they said like, there is a doubt of this vision because of all historical problem in it. So it's a kind of like he made it up and he started the new belief of the later saints church. Joseph Smith, for the Mormons, is second person after Jesus Christ. So there is no salvation. There is no salvation in Mormons unless he believes in Joseph Smith. If anyone doesn't believe in him, there is no salvation for him. Okay? It's a very interesting guy. We will have a lot of stories about him. He's very interesting. So we will see now how did he build this faith. This is the second vision. We will talk about it later, but we'll just give a hint. It's after the first vision didn't work out, so he started to have another vision. That's a guy called Moroni, and he appeared to him in a kind of a cave, and he gave him an order to translate the Holy Book of Mormons. It's an interesting story. We'll see it now, but this is how this is the second vision built on it. Of course, we will move about. He's the prophet of the day, and all of this stuff. So, I'll just after him. This guy, by the way, he has a lot of problems. Joseph Smith. He started to marry like more than one. Some of them his the wives of his colleagues, and that even resulted in his death. Like someone killed him after he married his wife, and that's why and he started to have like, you know what, I got like God appeared to me and ordered me to marry as much as I can. Okay, and this is one of the beliefs of Mormons. They start nowadays, they said like no because of a lot of problems and like in the courts and stuff. So, but they believe in marrying more than one polygamy. Anyway, let's go for this is very interesting story about the Bible of the Mormons. They have the Bible King James Version, but the most important book of the Mormons, of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon has very interesting story, okay? In the second vision, when the Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith, he told him, I will give you like a golden stones. It's written by ancient Egyptian language. No one knew this language at that time. And you have to translate it. However, I will not give it to you this year. Come to me in the cave next year, same day. So he came alone, and the Moroni came back to him, and he's like, where is your brother? He said, like, you never asked me to bring my brother. So he's like, no, bring your brother next time. So he came next year, and the Moroni told him, where is your brother? And he said, like, my brother died. He's like, okay, bring your wife next time. He's like, I'm not married. He's like, okay, marry and bring your wife next year. So he brought his wife next year, and then the Moroni appeared to him. As like, you know what, I don't, okay, so this is my wife. He's like, okay, kick her out. So he kicked her out, and he gave him the book of the Moroni book. And he started to translate it. However, he ordered him, as per Joseph Smith, he ordered, no one can see this book. No one except him. No one else saw this book. And how to translate it? He was like covering his head, because no one can see the book, covering his head in a separate room, and he started to translate the word by word. It took 4 years to translate it. And it appeared at the end. is the Book of Mormon. And the Book of Mormon, as per the Mormons, is the most correct and the most holy book ever on earth. You have to believe in this. I will talk about the book because it has very interesting stories inside, but later on. But this is the, they have the Bible of the King James Version because the, he fits most of their beliefs, and the Book of Mormon. Let's see. He also, he wrote some other books, like the, he wrote for the journey of Abraham to Egypt. And again, this, the problem is these books are very, it's not correct. Like he said, like when he wrote the Book of Abraham, he's like, okay, I wrote it in a ancient Egyptian language. And after, and this book disappeared, okay? And when they discover it, later on, like some of the Egyptologists start to read this book and it's like, you know, they're nothing. This is nothing. It's one of the funeral prayers in Egypt. It's not even anything related to Abraham. But any one of the, this is one of the books. That's why they don't publish these books. They cannot publish it until recently. I will trying to. Okay, now we'll talk about the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon has very interesting stories. It talks about that Jesus Christ visited America. Okay, so Jesus came and visited America. He went to U.S. U.S. At that time, there were two groups of people in the land. There's two groups of people. Some of them were good, and the other were bad. So Christ cursed the bad people. Okay, how they cursed them? He turned their skin to black, and that's the ancient. I know. Okay, so this is the story of the Book of Mormon. And as we said, it came like the Moroni gave it to him, and he translated it. Okay, the problem of this book is, first of all, there is no history, like there is nothing. Like this is kind of, you know, nothing based on history. Yeah. Of course, he talked about black skin as a curse. It's not like one of the problems, and there is no maps in this book. They cannot cannot locate any single city he's talking about. Okay, so there is like his like you know he made up one day, but so there is no nation. They cannot find the nations they are talking about, and there is no maps without maps. Also, he was talking about the stuff. It's at the time of this book. Like he said, like in this time, Jesus Christ visited America, and he started talking about the stuff. Actually, it couldn't appear until the 19th century. So it's kind of old. It's not ancient. It's something like made up recently. He's talking about animals, kind of animals is not even known about, like weapons and stuff like that. No, the sign of. The second one, I think. This one?
This is a sign of the. It also did not.
wasn't at that time when he claimed that, like, even like the book itself, it has this sign which is like, until 19th century nobody knows about it. So it's all like false. Yeah, he's talking about this, even the DNA research undermined the Mormon claim that Lamanites and actually cement. So who's the Lamanites and Nephites? These two people are there. The Lamanites are good people, so God, Christ gave them the white skin, and the Nephites were the bad people. That's why God, Christ cursed them. Like, it's all like some, like, you know, made up book. But this is the most correct and the most holy book of Mormon. Now, talking about God. Who is God? When you meet Mormons, they will not talk about that. They will talk about God, the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he will tell you we're Christians, and they will talk about. But who is God? In as per the Mormon faith, it's very interesting as well. God, as Mormons believe, he was a man, okay? So there was many gods. So God, the Father, there was God before him, okay? So he was a man, and he was good man. That's why God before him exalted him to be God, okay? So there is many gods. And any Mormons can be a good man and can be exalted to be God as well. So it's there is like a like opportunity for anyone to be God. And they claim that because even the Satan, it's called the God of the world. And they said, like, the idea of God is only one God. I cannot accept this idea. And there is very, like a statement, as man is, God once was. Okay? As man is, so God was a man before. As God is, man may become. So you have an opportunity to be God one day if you are a good Mormon. So God has flesh and bones. God Father can be only at one place at one time. And God, the Father, he married and he had, and he like, he had the son, Christ, after sexual relationship as marriage, but like it's literally his son. Okay? There is no Trinity, of course. I'm trying to make... Who is Jesus? Also another interesting thing. So Jesus is the Son of God. However, Jesus is not alone the Son of God. There was another Son of God. Okay? The other Son of God, Lucifer. Okay? Lucifer. Who is Satan after that? So how Lucifer became Satan and Christ was like, save the world. It's very interesting. So, after Adam committed the sin, so God the Father, he said, okay, guys, to his sons, I need to save this place, this world, okay? So let's save the world. Who will give me the plan of who will be the savior? So both of them, they have proposals of saving the world, and they give him the offers, like, you know, they have like kind of discussion. Everyone has like did his homework, and they give him both of them. So the plan of Christ was better than the plan of Lucifer. So God the Father, he chose Christ. That's why we have Christ as a savior. Lucifer, he didn't like it. He's like, no, that's not right. It's not fair. You know, I gave you a good plan. Why did you? And he started to make like all this mess in the world. So he started to be a Satan or a devil. Do you know now why? So, as per them, like the son is the elder son, and the Lucifer is the younger son. So he died. So Christ, when he got the approval of his plan, he came to earth and he died. But he didn't die on a cross. He didn't like the cross. You don't like the cross. You will not find any cross in any temple of the Mormons. There is no cross. They said, like, when he, in Gethsemane, this is the death of his death, and he rose after that. But he didn't rise as a flesh. He rose as a spirit only. Sorry, the flesh went somewhere. We don't know where. Okay, so it's like disappeared. So it's only a spirit. And when he rose, he went to America and met the Nephites there. Okay? Very interesting. Of course, we believe Christ is the only Son of God, and he is God and man. He's a fully God, fully man. That's what we believe, and he came and he saved us on the cross. We don't believe like we believe that, of course. Who is Satan? This is not our faith. Try to... Yes, go ahead. Because... Yeah. How do you believe in Bible and the Book of Mormon? First is the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is the base of any of all this. So, and the Bible is, of course, there is a lot of... It's a good question, actually. When you see the Bible of the King James, they have like footnotes, correction of whatever. So they have their... That's why it's very... you have to... When they talk to you, they will tell you, we have the same Bible as you. But there is a lot of footnotes, and it's like correction of the faith. No, of course not, because the Bible is from the beginning, but the Book of Mormon came to correct the faith. That's when the Father and the Son started to appear to him, and then the Moroni give him the book to just, you know, restore the faith and restore the church. Kind of, like someone appeared in a cave and no one else, and it's very, I saw this movie before, right? Kind of. Joke. Okay, so the Trinity, Mormon believe that God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost are three gods, right? Three gods. It's not one God. And as we said, like, God the Father married Mary and he got two sons. So we have the Holy Father and the Holy Mother, or the Heavenly Mother. Yeah, it's not in the Bible. Yeah, we are not talking about, okay, that's not our faith. Okay? Yeah. It's not mentioned in their Bible, as we said. There is no mention of the Heavenly Mother in the Bible or any other scripture. However, they believe in that because Joseph Smith said so. How can we earn salvation? It's also another interesting story. How, if you're a Mormon, how you be saved? Okay, how can you be saved? You have to believe, of course, salvation by grace. That's it. Salvation by grace. However, you have to have a good deeds to be saved. It's as per your good deeds. And there is three kind of levels in heaven. Okay? So all the Mormons will go three levels. The first one, this is the celestial kingdom. This is the highest level. This is the best Mormons will go, right? However, there are two more. There is two more levels. So, if you're bad Mormon, you will not go to the, you will go to Telestial, kind of, yeah, Telestial. However, you have a chance. You have a good, a bit, like another chance. How? Like your spirit will come again, and another, a good Mormon will come and preach you, and you will be baptized. Someone will be baptized on your behalf. That's why they baptize for dead. Okay? So if someone came and be baptized on your behalf, you might have a chance to go to the second level. Okay? So that's, in brief, the belief of the Mormons. So when what to do when you meet some of them, and he tells you that I have a Bible, I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe in the God the Father and the Holy Spirit. What should you do? What do you think? Bye-bye. Yeah. Of course. But they will not come to you and tell you we are Mormons. No, they will come to you with actually some good offers. They have a lot of money. They might find a job for you. And they will tell you we share the same belief. So, of course, very important to, when you hear that the Son, like we have the Holy Father and the Heavenly Mother and the Son is pre-existed and the God was the flesh, all of this stuff, like, know that it's not, of course, it's not our belief. And as you said, yes, bye-bye. There is no discussion, okay? We don't discuss, we don't invite them in our houses. It's not, is it something bad to do that or biblical command? What do you think? Is what? Because I asked, but it is biblical command. Okay? Because we don't share the same faith and we don't accept them in our houses. We do not accept them in our house. Because they have it's a different gospel, it's a different faith. It looks like faith, our faith, but it's not. So it's a biblical command, like St. John said, that do not accept them. Do not even have any kind of discussion with them. Okay, because no, not hating. We will pray for them, but accepting the person, because they are coming to you as a missionary, like, you know, it's not coming to you to have fun and cup of tea and, you know, we'll see. No, they have a mission. And if you don't accept him, if you don't accept his faith, he will leave. He will not come to share, like, you know, they have a mission and they are very active and they have like thousands of mission trips. Okay, so it's not, I'm not talking about hating anyone because this is not, but we don't accept them because we don't pray with them. They will come and try to pray with you. They will come and try to open the Bible and try to convince you. But their Bible even is not our Bible. Do not argue with them. Do not argue, do not open any discussion. There is no point of arguing with them. You will not go anywhere. Okay? So, and they are very trained, well-trained, and they have a lot of tricks and stuff. And as we said, they are using the same language. So they will confuse you and they will start. They are very well-trained to make a lot of confusion in the field. So do not argue with them, do not open discussion. Like, you know, I'm not willing to discuss anything with you. That's the end of this. Okay? they build the temples, kind of, and this is the temple. And this guy, do you see this golden in the middle temple, in the middle tower? This is the Moroni. They have like some kind of angel, golden. That's the Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith and gave him the Bible, of the book of Moroni. They have the baptism of the dead because they give them another chance. And it's very secretive, like you cannot go inside. There is nothing called, they don't publish any kind of rituals or any kind of prayers. So, I'm not sure if it worked. I can show you one of the YouTube. Let's try. I forgot to mention that. So polygamy, they are preach that you like man can marry as much as they can, and they have a lot of issues with the law at that time. Until like nowadays, they said like, you know what, there is someone appeared to them as like, you know, to hold it for some reason, like now you just marry one woman because of the problems they have, and they started to be like he. Like Joseph Smith being killed because of that, as I said. Okay, I think it's enough for them. Any question about Mormons? I try to just give ideas, not that everything to me. They're very big. They are, how big they are? Millions? They are a lot of people. I can't remember the number. But they are very, it's not only big, they have a lot of people I think one of them has been nominated with the President of the United States one time. So they're very powerful. $4.5 million. Thank you, man. $4.5 million. They are very big and they are very rich. So they are that's why they come with offers for work and stuff they are a lot of money. Not sure if I have time. Okay, for 10-15 minutes, we'll talk about Jehovah's Witness. There is another. This okay. Jehovah Witness, it's another kind of cults again. About 17.6 million in over 230 nations. So they are again 17 million Jehovah Witness. They're very big and even more active. More active. Most probably when we talk about Jehovah Witness, you will imagine people with nice suit and ties. Coming on Saturday, looking at your door and try to talk to you about Jesus Christ and the salvation. Again, they are using the same language, and they are even more deceiving. You will see how they are using the Bible, and I'll show you some of the verses. They are just twisted a little bit to confuse, it's a different faith. Same Bible, kind of, but I'll show you how they twist the context. So it began again. There is a problem with the church, and we have to restore the church and restore the faith. And this happened during the Constantine in the 4th century. So one of them is 1944, when they started. And why it's important to know the published, what they published or the publishment? Because when you see Watchtower or Awake, don't even read it. It looks like if you read it again, it looks like the same language, But it's not. So this is the Watchtower is like their organization, and it's again they believe you have to believe in Watchtower, you have to be there, you have to believe in all the belief. So like there is like it's even more than a church. So they have been joined the Adventist. They have a lot of. They said that Christ invisibly presents since 1874, and he's waiting to restore the earth in 1914. Of course, it didn't happen. But they start to change the date again. They didn't give up. They're saying that like Christ is waiting in the paradise until the big war happen, and then he will come and rule the world again. I'll move faster. This is not our deal. So they start to change the data from 1914, and people start to sell everything in 1914, and nothing happened. So this is like, oops, we will recalculate it. It's 1915, and people again believe them. 1918, and then they stopped counting. They believe that there is a big, like in the Great Pyramids, all the calculation based on the stuff in the Great Pyramid. That's why if you remember, we read about like people go to the pyramids and have some worship there. These are the people. I'll move stuff. So also I move this one because it's not. Okay, they said, of course, God is Jehovah, and that's the name of God in the Old Testament. I'll go faster because, and this is the only, and then something happened and they changed the name of God and stuff like that. That's why it's Jehovah Witness, because they believe that Jehovah is God and he is the real God and this is not very important. It shows that even Jehovah, the word Jehovah, it wasn't that before, because it was Elohim, and Jewish people they cannot even pronounce the name God, so they start to give him a name like Adonai. Anyway, it's not important. They said that. First of all, the Trinity is a pagan worship. There is nothing called Trinity. They don't have this. They said that's a pagan doctrine. The Father, they said the Father and his Son are effected in two separate gods. Yeah, go ahead. Pagan. Worship idols. So they said like the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and even we'll talk about the Holy Spirit later on, they are three separate gods, okay? This is our belief, of course. Jesus Christ said, my Father is greater than me. Do you remember who used this verse before? To start to, you know, say that the Father is not the Son. Do you remember anyone who used in the history? Yes. So it's all like similar heresies, kind of. Anyway, I will move because they have also. They said, who is Jesus? Jesus is Michael, the angel. He got flesh and he started to be like, you know, to save the world. Okay? So as per the Jehovah Witness, Jesus, he is the Michael, the archangel. And Jehovah Witness point out that Satan is called the God of the world. They said like the separate God, even Satan in the Bible, his name is the God of the world.
We also Jehovah Spirit Son called God. So who is Jesus again? Jesus is not God. He lived on earth. He was Michael, the archangel. He made the universe through him. On earth, he was a man who lived in a perfect life. That's Jesus as per the Jehovah Witness. When he came, he did not again. For some reason, again, they don't believe in the cross. They don't like cross. He came and he died in a stake like this. It's not a cross. For some reason, they don't like the cross. And to save the world. Jesus not coming again. He invisibly came in 1914. So when he didn't show up in 1914, the solution is he invisibly came. Okay? But he is waiting for some word kind of to come again, to show up. Very soon, Jesus and the angels will destroy all the non-Jehovah Witnesses. So if you're not Jehovah Witness, Jesus will come and destroy all of these people. The same we're talking about. So, again, when he rose from the dead, Jesus fabricated physical bodies to convince his disciples that he had risen. So when he appeared to the disciples, he fabricated his body. It's not a physical body. For some reason. Of course, he's waiting again. He came 1914 and he's waiting. That's our plea. We'll just move. I wish we knew it. I'll show you that I'm trying to... Yeah, the Holy Spirit, it's not God. That's why they are not using the word He to the Holy Spirit. Of course, the Holy Spirit in our belief is who? The Holy Spirit is God? Right? Wrong? Do you agree? Yeah. The Holy Spirit is God, right? That's why they don't use it like... The Holy Spirit for them is like a kind of active force, like electricity. Something like... So they're using the word... When they refer to the Holy Spirit, they say it. What? Not who. It's not a person. I'm trying to move fast to show you some examples in the scripture of the Jehovah Witness to tell you... Okay, before that. Who will be saved? Only 144,000 people of Jehovah Witness will be saved. That's all. Sorry? Yes. The people will be saved. The really good people. This is the heavenly class and the following covenant. Just for the sake of time, I'll show you some of the verses. Okay. Yes. So they have the New World Translation of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scripture, and we don't use this Bible, right? Okay, I'll show you some verses I'm trying to reach this. Yes, for example. Okay, so now when they will show up with a Bible, and they will tell you, okay, I'll show you, we have the same Bible. So here, for example, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Do you have any problem in this verse? Tamer, do you have a question? Or?
Yeah, I have a question. So, you gave a small number of people in the city.
Yes.
So,
you might be one of them if you are a good Jehovah Witness. It's a good question, that's a very smart question. If you at least you have a chance, but now you don't have a chance.
Sorry? Yeah, it'll be more competition, but they're saved. So these people who are coming to you, they know they are one of them. So they're trying to give you a chance. I know you can ask them more easily. Okay, do you have any problem with this verse? It's in John 1:1. Can someone, okay, we'll do it more fun. I'm trying to, I know it's a very long, do you have a Bible in your, like, the Coptic reader? In John 1:1, and tell me what's the problem of this. It's a God. That's so, and the word was God, not a God. Why they are trying to make it that way? Because they're not trying to say that Jesus is God. Jesus is the word. So in John 8:58, before Abraham came into existence, I have been. Jesus said so. Okay, so the problem is, I am. Okay, what difference? What the make it a big deal?
I have been with Christ at some point.
Yes.
I am.
Yes. So it's I am. And I am, it's like ego Amy. It's like that's why when he said that, they were trying to stone him. The Jewish people, they understood that he is talking about God. Okay? But they have been changed to exist, I have been. It's very small, tiny change, but it will change all the doctrine and dogma of our faith about Jesus Christ. If you ask anything, you should ask me. Anyway. Here, Christ created all other things. This is one of the verses in Colossians 1:16. Christ created all other things. What's the problem of that? So they're talking about Christ who created. That's good. We believe that he is the creator. But what's the problem of this verse? Anyone notice anything here? Other? Why? Between practice. Sorry again, can you repeat again? Yes. So they believe that Christ himself has been created by the Father, and then he created other stuff. But we believe that everything has been, so that the origin, it's all things, not there is no other. So how it's only one word, but it changed all the dogma and doctrine of the faith. Again, one more thing. All the fullness of divine quality dwells in Christ. This is we have the same verse, but what's the problem of this? All the fullness of divine quality dwells in Christ. Can anyone, maybe this is a little bit difficult, can someone see it in our Bible and see what the difference? Did anyone get it? Did you get it? So what difference? That's very tiny. The fullness of divine quality dwells in God, and what the origin says? All the divine, just the word all, because here it just some of the divine quality
But the word, the one is the fullness of the divinity. It's not just divine quality. All this will depart into everlasting cutting off. In Matthew. In Matthew 25, 46. Rather than punishment. There is one very interesting. Here. Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. Who said this? Jesus to who? Yes. So is it the same one that he said that way? The come. Just the come. Remove the come. So Jesus said, truly I tell you, comma, today you will be with me in paradise. The moving of the comma is like a change that, like I tell you today, or I will tell you that today you will be with me in the paradise. It's very, very deceiving. Again, it's like Jesus talk about Jesus sown a physical body instead of natural body. So it's a lot of. I just give some examples because it. Why? Because he will tell you. I share with you the same Bible. I share with you the same faith, however they are not. They have different Bible, they have different faith. I think it's this is the most stuff like, I don't want to go. So it's very, I just skipped a lot of slides because it's very, we can talk about it in even many sessions, but we're trying to give you an idea and you can go and search after that.
They literally told us that they think that Jesus is literally gonna come down and he's gonna like run like Parliament in Canada. Like they think that he will run in office and that his disciples will be like his Congress. But it's literal. It's not just
No, it's important to know this though. Yes, that's, thank you, remind me. So, they don't, you cannot share blood. They have a, here. They have different kind of beliefs, like they don't share blood with anyone, even if it's a critical. Like you cannot donate blood, and no birthdays. Celebrations, you can't celebrate the birthday, and what else are you? Yeah, no blood transfusion, even if it's really critical, we can see someone die, but no blood transfusion. Thank you for reminding me. What's the reason? It violates God's law somehow. Thank you, John. I think this is the reason I think they are trying to, I don't know, it's the blood neither digested. It's kind of no birthday or holidays. You cannot celebrate your birthday or any holiday. That's all, it's not necessary. So Jesus only command to celebrate his death. Not his birthday. What else? No politics. No. Ah, you cannot join the army. Sorry, man. You cannot join the army. That's according to what Watchtower. True Christians do not involve themselves in politics. Do not vote in elections.
Sorry?
Okay, so you don't fight him. So you cannot join the army, you cannot salute the flags and stuff like that. Of course, our belief it's different. Of course, we can't, like, I will not, I'm skipping our beliefs. Also, there is no vaccines. Can't take the vaccine. Organ transplant, of course, if it's no blood transfusion, there's no organ transplants. Yeah, so, okay. So, again, it's very, I tried, it, like, there is a lot of discussions in their beliefs. It's really long to talk, like, we can talk in Jehovah's Witness in 3-4 sessions and Mormons in 3-4 sessions. I try to skip just to give you an idea and you can go and search for yourself. Again, it's very important to know because they will come to you and they will try to convince you that not will come to you, like come coming to you. No, they will try to convince you that we share the same beliefs and we share the same Bible and we believe in Christ. They will not tell you that we have different. But however, if you dig in and you try to talk to them, who's Christ? Is the Christ is my Savior? He might say the Christ is his Savior, is our Savior, yes. But if you dig in, like, he is God, he will tell you no. He is not God. He is, as he said, like Mormons, Son of God, that the Father married and got Lucifer and Christ, like, you know. In Jehovah's Witness, Christ is the archangel. Yes, they said we're Christians and we're using the Bible. However, the twist, as you said, like the verses to prove that most of the problems, even heresies in Arius and or in all these people, like they have a problem with Christ is God. They have a problem with that. Okay, so they said we're Christians, but they are not. They are not Christians. We don't share the same faith. They are not Christians. So that's why it's we, even the church, not the church, the Bible is telling us when if an angel came to you as a Moroni came to him and telling you different faith, he will be anathema. Like that's the Bible told us that. So Moroni is an angel came to him, even if it's true, and he's coming to, that's the verse says, like, if angel came to. St. Paul says, even if I come to you at that time and telling you something different than what I teach you, do not accept it. Okay? So we know that the faith has been delivered or been taught only once to the disciples, and that's all. And there is no way that the Holy Spirit will change his mind and is telling him, you know what, I refuse all of the church, come with a new ideas. So they are not Christians and we don't accept them, we don't argue with them, we don't try to convince them. They're very well trained and they will not tell you the truth. They'll try to confuse you and telling you that we have the same Bible and the same faith. Any other questions?